This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Doom scroll, you big, lanky, good-looking son of a bitch.
All right, I will do that. The Chargers.
I've heard of them.
They were in Dallas. And 15 members of the team, some players, some staff, were on an elevator. Mm-hmm. That elevator got stuck the hotel. Looked like from the pictures it was a Westin. And the...
Those are big boys that are stuck in that elevator,
dude,
too.
There's video of them in there, you know, that they recorded on their cell phones.
Not just regular humans.
No. Big gentlemen. Yeah. And I'm a claustrophobic person. I think it's, I mean, isn't everyone at least a little bit claustrophobic?
I can't
imagine that that's a rare thing to have or abnormal. But I'm pretty claustrophobic to the point where when I was a kid, I wouldn't ride on elevators at all. So my mom would get on the elevator and I would take the fire escape steps or whatever when we went places.
For you. That's probably why you're such a good athlete.
Maybe, but I was scared to get in the elevators. And I don't know how old I was before I finally started riding in them, but I mean, it was like a teenager probably. Up until that point, I always took the steps. And it was just part of our routine. My mom knew that I wasn't going to get on an elevator. The thought of being stuck in an elevator with that many people, being stuck in any elevator, but at least in the movies where they're stuck in the elevator, they sit down in the corner, they pull out their phone, they got a little bit of room to spread out maybe. These guys are standing shoulder to shoulder. When we worked, when we did radio in Seattle, we had to take the elevator 10, 15 times a day, up and down, go smoke cigarettes and come back up.
And
it was like the 15th, 16th story, something like that. And there were times when that elevator was packed. Shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
A lot of times, actually. If it was morning or afternoon, there was a good chance that the elevator was full. And it would get to the point where I was like, I wish I'd never got on this elevator. If I'd known it was going to make this many stops and this many people were going to get on. And I would always think when it got that packed, what if this goddamn thing gets stuck? There's no room to move in here. I'm going to panic. And I'm going to start screaming like a little
people.
I know you are. Just like the alien invasion, you're just going to find the nearest human. Get into
more alien.
But the fire department comes. I guess they're trying to get this elevator working. They can't get it working, so they have to climb down the elevator shaft. This looked like a scene out of Speed with Keanu Reeves. Yeah. Climbing down the elevator shaft with flashlights, lifting the top panel off of the elevator and pulling these players out and then escorting
them. Chargers star quarterback Justin Herbert, among the 15 people trapped
along with more than a dozen other players and staff members. Officials say the group was stuck for nearly 2 hours in their hotel in downtown Dallas. After a technician was unable to get the car running, firefighters had to pull each of them out, one by one, through a narrow ceiling panel to escape. Crews using flashlights to guide everyone through the dark elevator shaft.
You get in those situations and it's a test of wills. There's a camaraderie amongst that group that is even stronger than it was before.
There's Lazo's favorite guy, Harbaugh.
That's good for him.
Yeah. Those character. Those guys love each other even more now.
Yeah, they're stuck in there. There's camaraderie now. What did you say? There. A test of wills.
Yeah.
Who's going to win, this elevator or me?
Well, I'll tell you, that's the thing that scares me is what if up to that point I've gotten along with a group of guys, I've done pretty good at whatever position I'm playing, they like me all right, and then the elevator gets stuck. And I start to panic. I start to scream like a little girl. When they lift the panel up and they say, okay, come on, Reed, let's get out of here. I'm making noises, you know. Right. And when I get out and I see that giant empty elevator shaft, and they're like, now we need you to climb over to this other elevator and get into that elevator. And I'm going to be sitting there going, I can't do it. I can't.
Well, I just don't think you'd be a charger.
Well, you don't know. That could be my one thing. Maybe I'm just really claustrophobic, and it's never come up to that point.
If you were a football player, you'd be crying like that.
You don't know.
I don't know, but it just seems odd that you'd have gone through all that pain and torture. I'm just saying, normal people like me and you, we could cry. I'm guessing these guys are a little bit tougher than us.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
I could still be a tough guy and just be extremely frightened of tight spaces, and that's my thing. And it's not like that's something I have to prove. And my career's a football. Anywhere up to that point, there shouldn't be any reason that I ever had to be stuck in a situation like that. So I don't know. You're claustrophobic, aren't you?
I am.
Imagine that
I
you're
can only fly for so long. Like I'm really like when I start thinking about vacation, I'm like, boy.
How far is the flight?
Yeah.
How big is the plane that I'm going to be stuck on?
Yeah
it's bad.
L.A. No. I can't. But that's as far. I'm like, okay.
L.A. to New York?
No, I'm not doing it.
Flying to Dublin, see the football game?
And I actually, I don't mind. People are like, oh, I want to go nonstop. I don't mind, we're going to go Kansas City to L.A., we're going to stop in Dallas.
Oh, me too.
Like,
I love it.
Good.
Get back on the ground and let me take a breather.
Right.
I'm like, God, this added 6 hours to our, and I'm like, that's fine by me. Yeah. I'll take, you got three layovers there to get to Atlanta? That'll be just fine. Now, speaking of claustrophobia, I mean, look, being in an elevator with all those guys, that's pretty claustrophobic, but these poor NASA astronauts that went up there and they're supposed to go up there for 8 days, and then there were rumors like they may have to stay up there like a really long time. Well, now it's official. They are going to have to stay up there until 2025. They're stuck on the space station. I've seen interviews with them. I mean, they seem like they're in good spirits, but that's a huge change of plan.
Yeah.
It's a very, very drastic change in plan. And they were the ones that took the Boeing spaceship.
Like that Adam Sandler movie.
The spider one, right? I still haven't seen that.
I love that movie.
Keep forgetting. I need to add that to my list. Anyway, these people are going to have to stay up there till February.
A week-long mission in space is now an 8-month journey for NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams.
NASA has decided that Butch and Sonny will return with Crew 9.
The pair stranded aboard the International Space Station after their Boeing Starliner spacecraft faced a number of technical issues, including helium leaks and issues with the craft's thrusters, which are vital for re-entry. And NASA is now tapping SpaceX to leave them two extra seats on their previously scheduled Crew 9 mission.
Yeah, SpaceX has got to come save the day. This whole, competition between SpaceX and Boeing, I don't know how you could have a more clear winner.
It couldn't have
been
any worse.
You got stuck, and now the other guys have to come save you.
They're literally coming in to save you.
Yeah, they literally have to come save you.
On top of all the stuff Boeing.
They were already beating you and launching on time when you weren't, and all these other problems you had, and now you've got astronauts stranded. And I will say, people seem to love to talk about this story. I saw it come up a lot this weekend, people talking about it on social media a lot. I do think one thing people are forgetting, that unlike those guys that were stuck in the elevator, astronauts, these people, they're, kind of built for this. These are people who claim that they could go to Mars if it took 6 months each way.
Yeah,
and they're like lining up to do that. So I think when we see that, we go 8 days, and then it's going to be, 8 months. Yeah, that's bad.
I still think, I may be built to go on vacation and stay, at the Hilton.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they were like, I'm like, cool, I'm going to be back in 8 days. And I'm like, yeah, you really can't leave.
You live
for 16
there.
Days. I'd be like, well, okay, I can figure that out. This is nice.
Yeah.
Like, I got 23 days. I'm like, okay, I'm good. They're like, you can't come back until 2025. I'd be like, well, this is a problem.
Yeah.
A major problem.
It certainly changes any plans
you had. Why can't we get back?
Right.
That's the first thing I think. Well, why can't we get back? And why are you saying 2025? Are you sure it's 2025? Are we talking 2026? Or I die up here?
Yeah.
Then that's when I start freaking out, because I'm pretty sure. Why? What, you can't get anything fixed till 2025?
They don't trust this thing.
Why?
This rocket. It already has so many issues.
Know that? But I'm just saying, how are we going to know you're going to trust it in 2025?
It's a different rocket. That's all
right. Yeah, right. But how we know you're going to trust that one in 2025 is what I'm saying.
Right.
You can't get me back.
Yeah, but the other one's been working.
More good chance you can't get me back.
The other one has been shuttling
people
already.
So the other one's been working goddamn too.
Well, this one has never worked before. So these guys took the Boeing one and it never worked. And then they say, okay, we got you up there, but now we can't get you back. Elon's has worked, and he's gotten people up there and brought them back. So it is, you know, tested, and that doesn't mean that it isn't dangerous, but I would guess that those two astronauts, would probably rather wait for Elon's spaceship to come in 2025 than to take the chance of riding that Boeing thing back after all the talk about, we don't know if it's safe, you had all these technical issues. It had so many problems before they ever even launched it that, I don't know, you'd have to ask them, but I wonder if they would rather take their chances with the Boeing and try and go back with the Boeing, or if they'd rather wait the 8 months for Elon to come save them. And if I were them, I wouldn't survive, so we'll have to get past that. But if I were them, I think I would say, give me the one that works. I'll wait for the one that works. I only got one shot, right? You're going to take your chances with the other one?
It got me there.
Yeah, it did. It did get you there.
That's my point.
It had
the
some
other
problems,
ones, like we keep saying, like, you know, the other one worked before. Well, this one got me there.
It did get you there eventually.
You probably just put me in the goddamn thing. Let's
just
go.
Take the Boeing and let's get the hell out of here. Yeah,
I rode a Boeing here.
Yeah, I still fly those. What are they? The Dreamliners, the ones that they say are so messed up. I don't care. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
How about get me in it? Let's go.
I'm sure it's fine. A door fell off. I had my seatbelt on. That's why I wear my seatbelt. You don't really need the door. It looks like it landed safely. You know, as long as they're not blowing up in the sky. I don't know. You're right. And we're talking about 8 months.
Yeah.
I'm like, eh.
And it got me there. So, like, your argument of the other one's worked before, but we don't know if it's going to work or if the next one he makes is going to have problems or issues. I mean, we're still talking about international, I don't even know, space flight.
Yeah.
Like, there's a chance that some of this stuff doesn't work. So the part of me is like, yeah, it had problems, but it got me here.
Well, one of the guys said, get me back
on this goddamn thing and let's go.
He might be thinking that because one of the guys who stuck said basically all space flight is dangerous and screwy, and oh, there's always issues with every program. So maybe that was his way of saying, put me in the goddamn Boeing and send me home. I had stuff I wanted to do.
No,
I have
play golf this week.
I have season passports, Oceans of Fun, and they're going to close.
I want to watch some college football.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like to watch football. There's one. All right,
can they watch TV up there?
They must be able to because they can do interviews and stuff, right? But I don't know if they get like cable. They probably have to get satellites.
I could probably get through. I mean, I got baseball playoffs.
Just being stuck in that small space.
I know, but I got baseball playoffs, college football playoffs, football, Super Bowl gets me all the way. We're into February.
Yeah, God, man, it's going to be the Super Bowl before they come back. God,
yeah, but still,
so
like that gives me hope that I can watch. There's a lot of sports to watch.
Then your TV breaks. It's like that Twilight Zone where the guy's glasses
break. Well,
then
get me on the Boeing.
Yeah.
Then get me on the Boeing. I just jump out of here and fly
down. Give me a parachute like the Red Bull guy. Yeah.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
We're going to finish the news coming up. Very good news for a lot of people.
Okay.
Very, very, very good news. I saw people who were apparently brought to tears by this news. So maybe you haven't heard it yet, but I'll share it with you. Then some very, very scary news and why you should be scared to death to go outside.
Jesus Christ.
From dusk until probably around
scared.
Midnight.
You're not going to scare me.
I'm going to make you scared.
I'm not wearing a goddamn mask.
I'm going to make you scared.
I'm done with your stupid mask.
Hey, I didn't ask you to wear a mask. You might want to wear long sleeves and pants. I'm saying for this
your
issue.
Your mother made me a mask.
She made
polka dot masks for everybody.
A lot of ladies. There was a shortage of PPE,
right.
So people were making masks. And that's when you lost faith.
Yeah, because your mother somehow, I don't believe, can make a mask that'll save me from...
Well, no, I'm saying it's
100%.
But, you know,
Put these masks on. Well, who made it? Slim's mom.
Well, at least you weren't
spitting. It seems like maybe a doctor should have been involved in that somehow.
Well,
the answer is just put your mom's homemade mask on?
Just short on supplies. That was the issue. So, you know, you make do.
Something ain't better than nothing.
Yes, sometimes it is. Sometimes it is.
No.
A surgeon rinsing their hands off in just tap water is better than not rinsing their hands off well. Now, soap and gloves and all those things would be ideal. But, yeah, there are levels. And my mom's mask may have been better than nothing. You don't know. At the very least, it was.
If it had hip hop pigs on it, it was not saving lives.
I knew you were going to say that.
It wasn't saving lives.
My pants had hip hop pigs on them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The mask did not. If she still had that fabric, I would not have allowed her to make mask. I would have absolutely demanded that she make hip hop pig shorts for you and for Snow Cone and for as many people as she possibly could. Because you know how much I could have sold those for?
Slimfast had to, if you don't know, had to wear. His mom made him clothes when he went to school.
Had to wear.
Your mom made you clothes when you went to school.
Yeah, but I wasn't
mad
about
it. And one of them was a pair of shorts with hip-hop pigs on it.
Yeah, they were like skateboarding hip-hop pigs with baggy pants and sunglasses. They were red shorts.
He wore those.
And there's a picture of me somewhere with those shorts. Snow Cone
can
dig it up.
Yeah, with a t-shirt and an I Love Lucy hat on.
I was at Universal or Disney or something when I took the picture.
On the set of Home Improvement, right?
Yeah, maybe that was it. On the set of Home Improvement with an I Love Lucy hat on and those hip-hop pig shorts. But it's the only known picture of those shorts.
I'd like to find that and post that today if we could.
Yeah, we'll dig that up. And I liked those shorts, so don't say that she made me. I did. I thought they were cool. Should I have liked those shorts? No, right? Looking back, I did a lot of things that worked against me. And so far as being popular, making friends. But I thought, these are cool. So I liked them. And
no,
I,
you didn't.
I swear I did. I really
you
did.
You didn't think red shorts with dancing pigs on them was cool?
I thought they were super cool.
That's how dorky I am.
I wore them a long time.
Right. Nobody ever told you?
I don't know what they said behind my back, but to my face, they were like, oh, look at that. Where'd you get those? I remember the teacher asked me where I got them. I said,
that.
My mom makes
Where'd
them.
Where'd you get those?
Yeah, because they were unique. No one else had hip hop pig shorts or shirts. Yeah. No, I liked it. I'm a really, really uncool person.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
Hey, look, we got a guest for the second part of Headlines here.
Finally.
I'm so excited.
We've been talking about it for years.
Years and years.
And we always ask him to come in, he never comes in.
I know.
Now you guys are on the rock.
Headlines with Fritz.
Yeah, Fritz is here. I met Fritz when I was like 21,
something like that.
I remember those days.
I do.
Fritz sitting outside smoking cigarettes at the old building.
Over on Belinder.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Known Fritz for a long time. Now, Fritz is from Ohio, right?
No.
Connecticut.
Well, I was born in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, I went to a strip club there.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah. Nice.
It was a little more than a strip club.
Yeah, that's where the lady brought out the taser.
Oh, that was the same place?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, if you ever get a chance and you're in Louisville, stop by the strip club. People that are from there say Louisville, right?
Louisville.
I had a buddy that I was roommates with at one point. He said, put three fingers in your mouth. Well, that was...
When you're at the strip club?
No. And it sounded sexual in nature, but he said, put three fingers in your mouth and say Louisville.
Okay.
Louisville.
Yeah.
And that's
Louisville.
How it is.
Yeah. Louisville. I hear a lot of Louisville, too. Okay, so you're born there.
Yeah.
And then why did I think you were from Ohio? Is that where you were doing radio before I
first
met you? It
was at WEBN?
Yeah. I did a morning show in Ohio.
Okay. So, been in the business.
Cincinnati?
Yep.
Yeah. Cincinnati. Kansas City.
Right by Kentucky.
And?
Right by Lexington, correct?
No.
Cincinnati.
Well, son of a bitch.
It is Kentucky.
It is on the border, though. I'm trying to think
of
the
city? Yeah, what's the city that's on the other side? What's their KCK?
Isn't that Lexington, Kentucky?
Not Lexington. Oh, it's killing me.
Well, if only there were a way to look it up. We need, like, maps that, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
impossible.
On demand.
It's just, Snowcone would say it's impossible to know.
That's one of those things there's no way to
know. There's no way to know.
No way to know.
You're just kind of guessing now.
But what I love about Fritz, well, I love Fritz, first of all. But Fritz, he's lived around the country, obviously born in Louisville, and then worked at radio stations across country. He decided he wanted to come back. So Laszlo's always said, you know, that he chooses to live
Kansas
here.
I'm city. And,
because
you're just born here. Congratulations. Like, I choose to live here.
Same.
I could live in a bunch of different places, but I choose to live here. So don't, you know what, call me out from not being here. Your parents just happen to screw here.
Yeah.
And then you popped out, boom. You're okay, well, good. You're born and raised.
Right.
But you know what? I moved all around the country and chose to live in this.
Same with me.
And sometimes when it's 107 out, I often question my decision-making process. It's not always good.
Same with me. I've lived in Florida, California, Massachusetts, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Casey's the best.
Yep.
Yeah. So you chose, you said, I want to come back to Kansas City.
I did.
And you. And the only reason
Norfolk's the best, but I can't get a
hard
job
to get
there.
In there.
Really hard to get
hard
a job
hard
there.
Hard to get in there.
I loved Norfolk, but...
But you just knew Kansas City because you did radio. You'd done radio here, and
right.
I'm assuming you knew nothing about it before you moved here to do radio.
I knew zero about Kansas City.
I don't think people think about Kansas City outside of Kansas City, except they think about Patrick Mahomes maybe now. But you know,
yeah,
what I mean,
he certainly put it on the map.
Yeah, I remember when we moved to Seattle. I asked some of our coworkers. I was like, "Well, what do you think of like when you think of Kansas City?" And they're like, "I've never thought of it."
Yeah,
I was like, "Oh yeah, I guess it's not a very
all
big
I
place.
Ever used to think of before I moved here was sixth grade. Like you know, like what I told you when they started doing the state capital questions, like capital of Kansas, and you're like, Kansas City? I'm like, no. And you're like, and, you know, of course your geography teacher would be like real smart, like, you know, that's not even in Kansas City. I'm like, all right, well, I don't get it. And then you're like, Oklahoma? And you're like, well, it's clearly not Oklahoma City because these people are idiots. So right. Like, no, it is.
Must be
like,
Kansas.
I just assumed Oklahoma City was in, I don't know, New Mexico or something. I don't. So that's
yeah,
it.
It's got to be a bordering state. That's how
right,
they do
yeah.
it. Just name your city after a bordering state.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Fritz moves back. Fritz is, we don't get along with everybody, but we've always got along with Fritz.
God damn, I didn't ask for his biography. Let's do the goddamn news.
Well, I'm saying, look, I think
the guy's already, I mean, people know who he is. He's a goddamn living legend.
I understand, but people might not know that we've known each other
since 03.
And that we, socialized.
You sure you don't want vodka?
I'm good. 21 years. 21 years I've known you guys.
Yeah, yeah. So, we're doing the news now.
Have we always been nice to you?
Yeah, we always got along.
Good. Because when they did the announcement that we were going to The Rock, which was super exciting, you remember that the PD from the sports station got up and he's like, you know, 17 years ago when I moved here, I asked the Church of Laszlo for something. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We probably told him to stick it up his sister.
It's like looking back at elementary school.
Like,
you don't think you're the bully.
What's he going to say? I don't want to hear this. But no, apparently we're nice to him, too. So what do I know?
Yeah. And absolutely no clue what he's going to say.
I had no idea.
It's like, it really is like when social media became a thing. And
he's like, they probably don't even remember this. I'm like, clearly.
Right. No, I didn't know you've been here. 17. I thought you started like a couple years ago. So anyhow, Fritz, he's the metal guy, and now he's the news guy, right?
Yeah,
got that right.
You going to hang out with us? Are you a fan of Ted Lasso?
I've never seen it.
Never even gave it a shot?
I would love to see it because I hear great things.
They don't have Apple TV?
Don't. I do not.
Oh, I'm sure they give you a one-month... anytime there's something I don't have a subscription to and it's already out, I just get the free month's trial and then binge it and then be done with it. You know what I mean? But I did try and watch Ted Lasso. I don't want to say I hated
it.
Good. I just never got into it.
Yeah, because you don't understand sports or
well, that could be
motivation.
Part of it. I don't like
people doing better with their lives.
I generally don't like
comedy in general.
Sitcoms
things
where
that are funny. Like there's a lot of things you don't really get.
True. I don't like the sitcoms where people where they get you know. Mushy. I don't like mushy sitcoms. Like Seinfeld said, they had a rule: no hugging, no learning. I don't like hugging and learning in sitcoms. I like to kind of keep them separate. But I know people love that show. And by the time it was over, I'm on social media and I see multiple people that I grew up with that I'm friends with on Facebook saying, "I can't believe I'm crying.
Yeah.
This show is over. It's the greatest show ever."
But it's not over. They're coming back.
Now they say it's coming back. It was like a
season four without him, right?
So far without him. I guess this was the scene that everybody cried at, right?
Thank you, fellas. That was perfect.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that wasn't a perfect farewell after all. Wow. AFC Richmond fans, Ted Lasso is indeed coming back. Over the weekend, multiple outlets reporting that the beloved Apple TV Plus series is returning for a fourth season with a number of big stars already signed on. They include Hannah Waddington, Jeremy Shifton, Brett Goldstein.
Okay, so, Sudeikis, that seems important, but I didn't watch the show,
The tough guy soccer player, he became the head coach, so it'll be good without him.
You think it could work without
absolutely
him?
Absolutely, it could work without him.
So you really did watch the whole thing?
Every episode.
All the way to the end? Huh, okay.
It was good.
Okay. No, I mean, look, people loved it. I just heard something the other day where they're talking about it's obviously Apple TV's biggest hit, and they said in order for Apple TV to start to be profitable, they need, like, a new Ted Lasso every day for the next 2 months or something, because they spent so much money on so many different things, but Ted Lasso was the thing that, you know, if you think about Apple TV, Name one show. That's really the one
that I liked.
Just name a show that Seth Rogen was good. Yeah, but if you know that people
the morning
know
show with Jennifer Aniston.
Severance.
Severance,
yeah.
Yeah. No, people they've had shows that I liked. Yeah. I liked that Harrison Ford show.
I almost feel
show.
Like it's like their phone. Before their phone, everybody bought it. They don't have as many shows as everything else, but usually the stuff they put out is pretty good.
It's expensive and it's well
we're usually
thought
pretty
out,
good.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I liked Shrinking, wasn't it Shrinking?
Yeah.
With Harrison
yeah,
Ford.
Harrison Ford.
I like that and I think they're doing more.
The other one, the couch surfing one? Where the comedian goes from house to house or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. And now they've got a new Vince Vaughn one, which is based on those books. And I've seen the first couple episodes. So
like
far,
him?
So good. I love seeing Vince Vaughn in his element. Mm-hmm. I just feel like he's done a lot of things over the years where, you know, people gave him a hard time. I'm like, yeah, but he shouldn't have been in that. But this is like, it's made for... Have you watched it yet?
No, but I will.
Bad Monkey? Yeah. So anyway, Ted Lasso, I guess, coming back without Sudeikis. You say that it can work without Sudeikis.
I believe it can.
Okay. Well, I told you there's something everyone needs to be scared of. Be scared. News outlets know that if they want to get clicks, if they want to get eyeballs, mm-hmm. if they want to get people to pay attention, they got to scare them. And so I've learned from
Are
that.
Are you scared?
I'm scared. You should be scared because on the East Coast, Triple E...
That's where...
...has been infecting
Fritz
humans.
Is from.
Yeah.
What is triple E?
Triple E. Well, this person's about to tell you. I think it's equine encephalitis something, but whatever it is, it's real bad.
Communities across Massachusetts are on high alert after state health officials confirmed the first case of eastern equine encephalitis in 4 years. Symptoms include fever, headache, vomiting, and behavioral changes. Mm. According to the CDC, an estimated 30% of those infected will die.
Die!
And survivors are often permanently disabled.
Permanently disabled. You
it
will either die
like,
or be permanently disabled.
Like makes you neurodivergent or something?
Well, because it says it's a it affects you neurologically. So
what
I would assume
do?
That... I would assume
like,
that...
It's not like it doesn't make you violent or does it make you...
Well, they say behavioral changes, so maybe your memory starts to go. Maybe you... Or think about something like, cerebral palsy, where it's, you know, sometimes that can affect the way that a person's able to walk or move or whatever. So I don't know. I just know that... There's mosquitoes going around.
Well, it could make you gamble more or something.
Maybe, yeah. Like
right.
the one that makes you allergic to red meat, the
right.
tick, right?
Well, you don't know. Like, we always think worse things. Maybe it just makes you, you know.
Yeah, maybe it makes you better with the ladies.
Gamble and horny or whatever.
Right. You're a little more outgoing. You know, she's been so much more outgoing since she got that equine encephalitis. It's so bad, though. They're so scared of it that they're literally saying, I guess the government and the CDC.
The United States government?
Yeah, the CDC. They're so scared of it that they are telling kids, like at schools in parts of Massachusetts, you cannot go out and practice and do sports from these hours to these hours. I guess they're most active at dusk.
Mosquitoes are that big?
Yeah. They're trying to keep them indoors when mosquitoes are most active. And they're driving down the streets in residential neighborhoods, in front of the schools, everywhere, just blowing pesticides into the air trying to kill these mosquitoes.
Well, that can't be bad for you.
No. Right? Like, just bathe me in the pesticides. I don't want to take the one in a trillion risk that I'll get this triple E.
Well, Fred, it's been a pleasure. Massachusetts.
Eastern equine encephalitis virus. It's prompted several Massachusetts towns to implement targeted mosquito spraying and protect their residents. Imagine your kids play sports. Imagine if they said tomorrow, hey, listen, you need to go inside. The kids need to go inside. We're not doing sports because there was a mosquito that made an old man sick in Massachusetts. You'd be furious, right?
We're practicing sports, bro.
That's exactly. That's not the same as saying I don't want to wear a mask during CDC.
Well, I don't want to wear a mask either.
I know you're done with that, too, but I'm just saying.
I'm done with all of it.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
I think I know what your answer is going to be to this, but...
No.
The question that's out there, the debate, it involves AI and whether or not being rude to AI could backfire on you someday. And I know you might think this is crazy. I know you and I don't use AI a ton, but I know people that do. I mean, my fiance, she uses it constantly. Everything with her is AI. She's always, there's no more like getting on Google and searching something. It's always just talking to ChatGPT or Copilot, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes Gemini, I guess. And the way that she talks to it, it's kind of weird. Like, it kind of creeps me out. But she's extremely polite. So when it gives her an answer, she's done. She got what she needed. She responds every time with, thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it. As if it's a person. And AI will respond and say, oh, you're welcome. I appreciate anytime you need anything. That's how it responds. So she does that. Now, I thought she was doing that to be funny. But it turns out a lot of people are doing it because they're worried that if they don't, someday it might backfire on them. So I want to talk about that. But real quick, because Lazo's a concert guy, I saw this in the news. Did you guys see a band that's taking a little heat for doing a fake farewell tour? I guess Deep Purple did a fake farewell tour to sell tickets, right? Now, the interesting thing about fake farewell tours is that sometimes you've told me, or maybe I've read, that bands sign contracts that will state you can't play again, right?
Yes.
So you could do a farewell tour and just say it. And
it's usually for like so many years.
Didn't Motley Crue get in trouble for it?
Motley Crue, I think, had signed a contract, right?
They did it like three times.
I think they were ones that had signed. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they're one of the bands that had signed a contract. And
would you consider that bait and switch?
I don't know if it's bait and switch, but there's no law against it. See, that's the thing. The law would be if you broke the contract. If the promoter had you sign a contract.
Yeah, it says you can't play for this many years.
The government doesn't say that you can't go out and say, this is our last hurrah. There's no law against that. It would have to be a deal that you made with the promoter.
Then the promoter, you would owe the promoter money.
And you broke
maybe
that
you
deal.
Intend to be your last tour, and then...
Sure.
You know,
that's why they do it for like so many years afterwards, you can't do another farewell tour.
Well, Deep Purple admits that their farewell tour was a joke. That's in quotes. It was just a joke to sell more tickets. But I was just thinking, like, look, nothing against Deep Purple, but if I see Deep Purple's doing a farewell tour, does that inspire me? Like, I better get tickets, my last chance to see Deep Purple? Maybe. They are pretty good, right?
I don't know anything by them, really, besides Smoke on the Water?
No, Smoke the Truckin'. You know Truckin', right? Truckin'. Wasn't there a song about trucks? Not that song. They had another song about trucks or wheeling. They had two good songs. Someone will know what I'm talking about.
I think you're confusing them with Blue Oyster Cult.
Well, that could be too. No, Deep Purple has a second song that you know. I'll find it. We don't have to do it right now, but I'll find it for you.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.